Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Passed all the tests.
What was your view of the play?
You know, I didn't watch the replay of it till after the game. Definitely a hit that you don't like. The penalty was well deserved. I know I had a couple guys that wanted to go after him right away. A couple guys. And where we were at in the game. There was going to be a time we were going to even the score.
People on the outside who would see that play, Lindy, would come to the conclusion that your team would not...
Bull. Let's go. Next question.
The guy, how frustrating is it, though? It's a match penalty, and the guy left, so you didn't even get a chance. He's gone for the year, and you'll play
him. Well, then you pick another guy. Pick another guy. Pick any guy, then.
The first period in that game, what'd you like about the way that your group just came out?
I liked the way we came out. You look at Malenstein running the guy through the end of the rink right away. The jam that we came out with. If you watch their previous game, the Philly game, they ran over Philly. It was a physical. It looked like a playoff game. I knew our guys had to be ready. I thought they were. There were some guys that didn't play because I didn't know if some of our guys could match that intensity right off the bat, but I thought our guys answered the call.
The fourth goal, Zucker gets run over by Nuyse, and he gets up. He's chirping the guy. He's back in the guy's face. That's kind of more what you need, more of the time from your guys.
The fourth goal is, why isn't there a call after he gets cross-checked, after he scores a goal? Tell me. I mean, in a game where they all kinds of strange calls, why isn't there a call in that play?
What helped you grind this one out? I mean, it was tight there for the final 15 or so, but what helped you grind it out?
Because we're getting better at grinding. We're getting better at grinding. Finally, we're getting better at grinding. I like the aggressiveness, even that last 30 seconds. We went after him. We're getting better at grinding. We're better. I mean, we're still making some really ill-advised decisions with the puck that are costing us. But we are getting better at grinding.
What about the PK? Especially the third period.
PK, block shots, we got some saves, but, you know, even the one play where we didn't get it out that should have got out, we still blocked the shot after that. That desperation to keep the game where it was. Our PK did a hell of a job.
How vital has it been to have McLeod and Tuck just really leading the way on that PK?
They did a great job. Our penalty killers did a great job through the night. That's not an easy unit to kill penalties. You've got some dynamic guys up front with Hughes and Brad and those guys. And you got a guy that shoots it really well in Dougie Hamilton. It's not an easy unit to kill penalties on.
Do you want your PK to be aggressive to go after goals and so forth?
Yeah, we scored one, but didn't we?
Right.
When every opportunity we can to go after it, we want to go after it. And you know that when you're losing, you have to even take bigger chances. That's the part that we still haven't quite got the part about. You know, we've got a five-minute major, and we're going to give up a shorthanded goal. It's the type of play we tried to make that put us in trouble. That's where we have to get better.
Was that through most of the 5 minutes, with the type of plays you were making throughout that there?
Yeah, you know, I think our team is still – we've suffered a lot of big setbacks in games. So to get the goal scored against us right at the start of the third, it's a little bit of, boy, you're going to sense, oh, no, what's coming next? And I thought we got a little bit cautious. I think we even got a little cautious. But you take Tomer off our top power play. You mix and match the units up now. we didn't look quite as connected as we should have looked inside that 5 minutes.
You expect Paige to practice tomorrow?
I do. I might give him the day off, though. Is that okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks.